It's Get Well Wednesday, and it is brought to you by AARP. AARP Foundation Tax Aid offers free tax preparation and is open to the public. Call 888-227-7669 or visit aarp.org/findtaxhelp. That's 888-227-7669. This is March's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And here's the doctor, Dr. Ryan Williams. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm really good. Colon Cancer Awareness Month. The colon.
Yes.
Okay. Cancer of the colon. What does the colon do?
Well, the colon's primary objective is to absorb the fluids that you drink, but also obviously store some of the waste products that are produced in the intestines.
And so when you store it long enough, it turns to cancer?
Well, it's not that it turns to cancer. It's that any time you have cells within the colon, they can turn to cancer. They can turn to polyps. And then from the polyps, they can turn to cancer.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to remove those polyps before they are able to turn into a cancer.
Well, what about prevention? Well, is there anything one can do to stop the polyps or before you have to go in there and remove the polyps? What's prevented? What can you do to prevent colon cancer?
Well, the single best thing that one can do to prevent colon cancers is to get your colonoscopies, usually beginning at age 50. For African Americans, that's age 45 because there's an increased incidence or increased number of colon cancers diagnosed in our population.
So early detection.
Early detection. Now, there are some other things that we can do to help prevent colon cancer, and interestingly, it deals with our diet.
Yeah, what about before we reach the age of 45?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to know that.
Diets that are high in fiber.
Yeah.
Diets that are high in fiber, things like fruits, vegetables, grains, and cereals, as well as diets that are high in fish products. Fish products meaning like fish such as bluefish or trout or tuna or even salmon actually have been shown to decrease colon cancer by about 20 to even 40%. So what I'm getting at is like a Mediterranean diet, which is high in fiber, high in fatty fish such as seafood, as well as low in red meat. And especially meats that are processed, like sandwich meats and hot dogs.
All right, this is going to sound like a crazy question, and it probably is, but
nope.
I'm going to ask it anyway because of a conversation that we had yesterday on the show.
Okay.
If I remove my colon, will I decrease my chances of getting colon cancer? Now, here's why I ask that. Yesterday, we had a discussion about Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. Who didn't want to tell her kids one day that she was dying of ovarian cancer, and to decrease her chances of getting ovarian cancer, she removed her ovaries. 2 years before, she had a double mastectomy because she didn't want to have breast cancer. So if I remove my colon like Angelina Jolie did her ovaries and breasts,
will you prevent colon cancer?
Is that a crazy question?
It's not a crazy question, but to undergo a surgery prevent colon cancer is something that might not be the wisest decision. You know, for colon cancer, the average risk is about 5.5%, so that's about 1 in 19 or so Americans will develop colon cancer. There is also the rectal cancer too, so not just the colon has to be removed. You have to remove the rectum too.
Whoa!
Oh, then it gets a little
bit dicier. Then,
yeah.
Then you're talking about
Don't say dicier, Doc.
then remove the entire rectum. That means that you'd have a permanent colostomy.
Are there any other measures of looking into the colon other than going through the colonoscopy and all of that entails in terms of the fluids that you have to take, the not eating leading up to it, and all of that?
Well, there are other measures that we do to screen for colorectal cancer. One of the more popular ones nowadays is doing an X-ray, what we call a CT colonography or a CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
The issues with that, number one, is that you still have to drink the fluids to have the diarrhea before before the X-ray. So you don't get out of that. And number two is if there is something that's found, then the next step is to do a colonoscopy.
All right. Now, Doc, last question. What are the symptoms of colon cancer? What do we look out for?
Well, the major symptom is just any change in your bowel habits. If you're an everyday 9 o'clock a.m. person and now you're skipping days or now you're going more often, that's a change in bowel habits. Bleeding, as well as abdominal pain are all symptoms of colon and rectal cancer. They can be. My major objective is to prevent those symptoms from even forming. Because if you have those symptoms, sometimes it's a later stage diagnosis.
All right.
Get checked.
The doctor's going to be around for the next hour taking your questions at 646464. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you, Dr. Ryan Williams.
You're very welcome.
All right. Get well Wednesday.